continue to get bagels throughout the morning. As you may have seen by the announcement, unfortunately, Jim Lafferty fell ill yesterday. He was going to give us a overview on civil disobedience, and he is rescheduled for next week, right?
Yes, he is. So we'll move Paul to the end of the month.
Right. So that actually, the silver lining in that is really solid time today to plan and work in committees for the events in September and October. Very pleased, generally and personally, to have our reflection from the producer of a soon-to-be Tony award-winning play, and a wonderful person who's going to reflect with us, Melvin Johnson.
Good morning.
May the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and your family. Yeah, I'd like to do a reflection this morning. I see that they deals with the heroes and heroines. I guess this, I'll be thinking about all of those people who have been tortured and all of the people who was tortured during the Inquisition, people who was tortured during the time of the Messiah Jesus, like the Messiah Jesus himself. And so I want to read a short dramatic piece of poetry. It's called Extraordinary Rendition and a Letter from the Dark Recesses of the Mind. Dr. Solomon, I am writing you this letter because I am conflicted. You are my mentor. I am who I am because of you. But now, Dr. Solomon, I find myself in a secret, undisclosed location, a matter of national security. They say I'm doing the right thing as a loyal American, but yet I am conflicted. I can't sleep at night because I hear the tortured screams of the victims of my work. They invade my sleep and slip into my dreams, turning them into nightmares. You told me that the best profession was to be a healer, but I heal nothing. I cure nothing. I can't stop the tortured streams that echoes through my mind. I miss the innocence of my calling, a healer and helper for humanity. I have become part of a modern day inquisition, trying to justify our so-called national security, trying to save lives, but losing our soul. How would I be judged by God? Am I doing the right thing? Please help me, Dr. Solomon. What can I do to stop the voices of the tortured screams of my victims? Dear Dr. Joshua, I received your letter asking for my advice, my help in quelling the tortured screams in the innermost recess of your mind. As I mentioned in some of our earlier correspondence, I felt that your conflict came when you made the wrong choices, knowing the difference between right and wrong. I told you that those who justify torture are just as guilty as those who commit the act. I taught you to be a healer, a helper for humanity. To torture one human being is to torture all of humanity. My dear student, to torture is to play God. Do you think that you are God? Do God torture? All the wicked deeds that happened in the darkness are coming to light. That is my answer to your letter from the dark recesses of your mind. Torture. Another inquisition. Stop pretending like you don't know. Here's what they're doing. They're mad about 9/11 and they're crying for help. They are gangbanging in the desert. In the streets of Baghdad, the alleyways of Babylon, the mountains of Afghanistan. Torture, murder, kidnapping, and carjacking. In the streets of Baghdad and the alleyways of Babylon. A muted voice is in a sea of confusion. Wars and rumors of wars. But the pen is mightier than the sword. And the word is mightier than the pen. They're mad about 9/11 and they're crying for help. It's your fault that 9/11 happened. Does anybody care where eagles dare? Madmen's at the control, seeking destruction for all like a 9/11 call. A ball of confusion, echoes of the cross, the crescent, and the six-point star. Tearing up the world near and far. Talking about peace, a piece of this, a piece of that, the oneness of God. Have you forgotten about that? This is a mad, mad world. This world is angry and people are going mad, seeking destruction for all like a 9/11 call, a cry for help. Does anybody care where eagles dare? This world is angry and people are going mad. People are mad at all those ex-revolutionaries who forgot about the revolution. The revolution of the mind this time, a high-tech revolution. I'm mad as hell about 9/11. Mad at the hijackers who hijacked the mind. Get high off this, get high off that. Sex, money, and drugs, that's where it's at. I'm mad at the hijackers. They hijacked the prices so I can't eat. Hijacked the rent, leaving me homeless with no place to sleep. Hijackers, hijacking all the time. They hijacked the religion with idol worshiping concepts. Hijacked the history books and give them to somebody else. Hijackers, hijacking all the time. It's your fault that 9/11 happened. Divided among yourself and divided from each other. Until you unify as one, you will remain under the gun. In a society that can split the atom, travel to the moon and clone a living cell, yet there is more poverty, hate, and disease than ever before. So stick your head out of the window and scream, I'm mad as hell. And I'm not going to take it anymore. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Melvin, so
welcome.
Much. I just want to take a moment to reflect of how blessed we are that people enter this circle. It's a little over a year that I'm aware of Melvin and Erlene joining us, having met at Peace Jam in April a year ago. And what always impresses me, and I'm proud of, is the space we create at ICUJP, because people bring gifts to us that fill us up and meet our needs. Almost invisibly. It's just wonderful, and both of you have done that and given us greater access to the spoken word and to theater and to young people and to the power of the drama, and we're very grateful for them.
Thank you.
We will introduce ourselves, and I get to turn to Lydia. Chewing.
Lydia Lopez, All Saints, Pasadena.
Ed Fisher, Veterans Corps, Police Courage to Resist.
Stephen Fisk, musician, poet. Please thank us.
Andy Griggs, staff. Want to call your attention to the glossy flyers. There's 500 of them over there. Take them, distribute them. We will probably have a new one. Then we'll start listing the names of the participants and stuff soon. But as long as we've got these, please take them and use them. We found a new printer that's got to use a plug and a good price.
All right.
15 cents each.
That's a good deal.
Bonnie Bluestein, I represent Neighborhood Unitarian Universalist Church of Pasadena, and I'm a member of AFP Local 1521.
Robert Link, ICUJP.
Carol Francis Likens, Pastors for Peace.
Melvin Ishmael Johnson, Drama Stage Coon Run.
Earlene Anthony, Drama Stage Coon Run.
Gerald and I are representing most of the four tables in this lucky side. I reminded Bishop Tutu in South Africa about to say to the government guards who would come to spot him out, why don't you come and join us? So I'm going to come over and say, there he goes. I'm with Presbyterian Branches, the work group on justice, peace, and the integrity of creation, and Seville. Just to show a slightly cultural flair, which I don't have really, I went to see the Wagner Ring Cycle in San Francisco 2 weeks ago. I never thought I would like it. Read the reviews under San Francisco Opera about it. It is so pertinent about power, about what we're doing with the environment, and it has been updated in a tasteful way to show that whole ring cycle, 17 hours, that was fantastic, through ecological lens. And if you ever had a DVD on it, get it. It was well worth being there. So thank you.
John, we get an ICUJP, CPF, and the Office of Historic Justice.
I'm Sivonia, the Quaker, and the Museum.
Betsy
Haley,
and I
come to
know you.
Oh,
thank you.
Steve Brody, your chair, active with the ACLU, Death Penalty Focus, and Progressive Jewish Alliance. You may have gotten wind of the fact that somewhere in the building they're making a movie, so there may be some collateral noise coming and going.
Let's be the one to make it.
What?
Let's be the one to
make the noise. We continue to support the food pantry here at Emmanuel Presbyterian, and